But we begin in Canberra, where the federal government is resisting the moves by independent and Labor parliamentarians to establish a National Integrity Commission. The coalition insists it is doing its own work on improving anti-corruption efforts. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
The coalition is in favour of strengthening the way corruption is investigated and prosecuted amongst public servants and politicians. So is the Labor Party and the crossbench MPs in the lower house. But they don't agree on how to do it. Independent Cathy McGowan has introduced a bill to Parliament to create a National Integrity Commission to do the job. Attorney General Christian Porter isn't impressed by it.
The private members bill evidences the fact that you can hurry into these things and produce a model which is fundamentally flawed and would actually take integrity backwards at a Commonwealth level.
Mr. Porter says he has been looking into the issue and is considering all the different options. Should there be a new overarching national body? What would the definition of corruption be? Should judges be subject to any new oversight too?
Committing to a particular model at the beginning before you've done work to assess which might be the best model doesn't seem to me to be the right way to go about it.
He's urging everyone to take a cautious approach before rushing to legislate.
You can say, well, it's all so easy and that you need to put meat on the bones, but the meat on the bones has to be adapted, appropriate to circumstances, well-drafted, considered, consulted upon, and your starting point just takes some time.
In contrast, the government has specifically asked the Parliament to rush its consideration of another bill, a change to national security laws that would help police and intelligence agencies access messages on mobile phones that are encrypted in apps such as iMessage, WhatsApp and Telegram. The Home Affairs Minister wants the laws passed by the end of next week, but the bipartisan committee examining the details is still holding public hearings. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is one of the opposition MPs on the committee.
We're going to be deliberating in the committee as to whether or not to accept the government's demand that the inquiry be accelerated. We'll be having more discussions today.
One of the key concerns the opposition has is ambiguity in the way the bill is drafted, which means it's not clear who, if anyone, can act as a watchdog to ensure police and intelligence agencies don't abuse the power to access encrypted information. Mr. Dreyfus has hinted that if this can be addressed, there might be a chance of the committee wrapping up quickly.
The Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, the Commonwealth Ombudsman, have both made very detailed suggestions as to how the bill should be amended, and it might be that that's something that the committee will recommend to the government if we are able to land a report in coming days.
The pressure is on to deal with these issues because after today, there are only 6 more days in which Parliament will sit before the end of the year. The federal government is trying to clear up difficult issues so that it can begin the new year with a clean or cleaner slate. One that's proving particularly difficult to resolve is the promise to remove little-used provisions that allow religious schools to expel gay students. Again, both the government and opposition agree the exemption to the Sex Discrimination Act is outdated and should go, but negotiations have stalled. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the coalition promised to change the law by the end of the year and needs to get on with it.
The government should bring forward its own bill, but if they won't, we're going to give notice today of a private member's bill.
They can't agree on whether other exemptions should remain. Attorney General Christian Porter says they were making progress.
And we were negotiating, I thought, quite well and in good faith with the Labor Party. Obviously saw the statements of the Shadow Attorney General. The first I heard that negotiations had ended were through the media this morning, but sometimes these things happen.
That's the Attorney General Christian Porter ending that report from Melissa Clark.